And now, gambling terms. Push, a wager that results in a tie. Even money, bet with the same payout as you wager. Legit, knowing where it's truly legal to gamble in Colorado. You can enjoy legal gaming in Black Hawk, Central City, Cripple Creek, as well as licensed online sports and off-track betting in Colorado. Play legit and gamble only where it's legal. Learn more now at playlegitco.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, Ireland's Vegetarian Society has just changed its name to the Vegan Society. This follows a unanimous decision to the name change at their AGM. So why are they doing this? James O'Donovan is Secretary of the Vegan Society of Ireland. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So why did you make this decision?
Well, the Vegetarian Society had been established running in Ireland for decades. But as more and more information has been coming out about the dairy industry, and also as veganism is getting more established in Ireland, and then the people who are involved with the Vegetarian Society took the decision to transition to the Irish Vegan Society.
Right. Okay. Is that because of a sense on your part that the number of vegetarians was going down, the number of vegans was going up?
It was more rooted in just the understanding of, like, veganism comes from a belief that other animals are sentient and they're not commodities. So the dairy industry harms, you know, dairy cows. You know, lots of people will have seen the RTE Investigates programme, Dairy's Dirty Secret, about the live export industry and all of that. And so it's just based on that. Veganism is just a way of life that tries to that doesn't use animal products, so that you avoid supporting those harmful industries.
Yeah. But presumably, at some point, the people in the Vegetarian Society thought it was okay to be a vegetarian. And now suddenly you think, no, it's not okay to be just a vegetarian, you have to be a vegan.
Like, I would say myself, I was vegetarian for 20 years before I went vegan. Mm. So often there's a transition there, and we welcome, you know, people who are vegetarian, people who are making a transition, you know, and kind of we're a membership organization. So we're just trying to provide information to make the choice easy for people, you know, to give them good, let's say, resources that they can look into themselves on health benefits of following a whole food plant-based diet and so on. So, you know, so people are coming from a whole range joining the organization, I would say. Yeah.
But could one infer from this name change that just being a vegetarian now isn't enough?
I think people transition for different reasons, but when your reason is kind of an animal rights perspective, then certainly the decision becomes clearer, and to choose vegan is the sensible thing to do.
Yeah. And your membership, is it balanced between men and women, or do you find more women than men, or vice versa?
Of our current members, 70% are women. And that's a pattern that's, you know, reflected, I think, in you know, veganism in general in Europe and elsewhere. That pattern is there, that more women are vegans than men.
Okay, and why do you think that is?
There's different theories given about it. You know, some people just think that women have more sensitivity to suffering. They have more openness to when they get information about the meat industries and so on, they're willing to act on that information. Sometimes I read one study that said sometimes when men get information, they see that information more as a threat or a challenge to their identity, so they oppose making a change.
Mm.
So, like, you know, lots of women's beauty products, for example, the cruelty-free certification that was on women's beauty products, that was largely driven by women at the start. And also you see a lot of women setting up vegan businesses. Like, there's an Irish woman has set up a business with vegan leather handbags or bags. But of course, fortunately, you know, men are also supporting the movement.
Yes. Okay. It's quite a disparity, though, if it's 70% female.
It is a big disparity. you know, like our organizing committee is also majority women. And like in, I think it's in Ireland, I could say lots of the activist organizations in Ireland are also run by women. And also lots of the animal sanctuaries established in Ireland are also run by women. So it is noticeable.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it's kind of maybe, you know, maybe women have more emotional intelligence, but certainly women are providing leadership in this area.
Yeah. Given that you have made this name change, there wasn't already a vegan society or some equivalent already existing.
Like there's, you know, there's huge kind of social media. You know, you've got Vegans of Ireland, Dublin Vegans has got like 12,000 members, Cork, you've got a group in Cork, Cork Vegans, Vegetarians, you know, with 6,000 or 7,000 members. So in every county in Ireland, you've social media, Facebook groups, Instagram groups, you've got meetup groups.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's a very active space, actually.
Yeah. So what does the Vegan Society do that all those other groups don't do?
Well, one difference is we're a registered charity. So that puts us, that makes us able to do certain things. For example, it's easier to get insurance if you want to have a conference or stuff like that. We also want to be active in policy. So we want to, you know, be advocating for animal rights ultimately to be enshrined in Irish law. We also would like to support, let's say, farmers making a transition to diversifying farmer systems. You know, there's going to be a conference in July where, you know, lots of farmers now, you know, the economic situation of sheep and beef farmers in Ireland is terrible, just from purely from an economic perspective.
Mm-hmm.
There's the question of greenhouse gas emissions. You know, agriculture in itself is 38% of Ireland's total emissions, whereas agriculture is just a small percentage of Ireland's total GDP. Now, how to transition that, how to support farmers, that's a difficult thing, you know, but lots of farmers, the government is going to have to invest more to support farmers, put in infrastructure, and farmers are willing to make that change. So you have this energy and diversification conference coming up in July. So the Vegan Society also wants to move into that space also.
James, thanks a million for talking to us today. That's James O'Donovan there, Secretary of the now Vegan Society of Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.